While the capture of Saddam Hussein has given a boost to U.S. efforts in Iraq, in Afghanistan, the Bush administration is touting a newly paved highway as a success in the rebuilding effort in that country. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai spoke today at a ribbon-cutting ceremony.
I'm very grateful today to President Bush for fulfilling, very much on time and with insistence, the promise that he gave me a year ago.
Afghanistan still faces an ongoing guerrilla war. At least 9 people involved with the road project were killed during construction and 16 injured in various attacks. From Kabul, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
U.S. politicians know that good roads can bring in votes, maybe even an American road in Afghanistan. The U.S. government just spent $270 million on 242 miles of highway from Kabul south to Kandahar. Getting at least one layer of asphalt down the entire stretch took less than a year. Jim Beaver heads USAID's office in Afghanistan, the agency funding the project. He says the original schedule was longer, but President Bush took a special interest in the road.
And when we were asked by the White House to speed it up, in order to improve the economic returns for Afghanistan, as well as improve the political stability of Afghanistan, we then had to go with a completely different approach.
A much faster approach involving half a dozen subcontractors and almost 2,000 Afghan laborers. By September 11, 2005, the rest of the road, west to Herat, is due to be finished. What used to be a 14-hour, dusty, roller coaster ride between Kabul and Kandahar is now a 7-hour sail along a California standard ribbon of blacktop. Ian McGovern, Deputy General Manager for Lewis Berger, the lead U.S. contractor, says the benefits are already clear.
It's going to improve travel time to hospitals. It's going to improve the economic benefits. I mean, just the very fact that trucks can get between Kabul and Kandahar in a day, as opposed to 2 days. It's going to improve the security. It's going to allow patrols to go up and down the country very quickly.
At the Kabul bus station, drivers calling for passengers to Kandahar say the new road is saving them money thanks to faster travel times and fewer repairs. Ask the drivers about security, and they complain about thieves and traffic police looking for bribes. Nick Downey, head of an organization that provides security advice to NGOs, is more concerned about killings and kidnappings. He says the new road seems to be a symbol that invites attack.
We're not just talking about the murders of commercial security workers. We're also talking about rocket attacks, improvised explosive devices, bombs going off on the road itself. You can't police that road in the present circumstances.
Not all the deaths along the highway were due to Taliban or Al-Qaeda fighters. Most recently, a Pakistani engineer was killed when his driver tried to run a checkpoint, apparently not knowing who had set it up. It turned out to be soldiers in the new Afghan National Army who opened fire. Finishing touches, like safety signs and guardrails, are due to be added to the Kabul-Kandahar road in the spring. There may well be more ceremonial openings. Still, USAID's Jim Beaver says getting Afghan President Hamid Karzai and American officials out to applaud a stretch of highway is much more than a photo op.
This is an economic op. This is a political encouragement opportunity for the Afghan people who are struggling with those forces that do not want to see reform, do not want to see progress, do not want to see stability. And that's the op that's out there.
25 miles of road are not scheduled to get a makeover. The Taliban repaired that much heading out of Kabul. The stretch is not perfectly smooth, U.S. officials say, but probably worth keeping. Emily Harris, NPR News, Kabul.